Blog Talk Radio.
What's singing?
I can tell.
Sing it. Life is a song. What's singing?
Why don't you
sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan.
Change it.
Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.
Welcome to another very exciting show, The Stolen Now and the Future, with the economic impact on Black America. For our show, if it's positive numbers, the deposit exchange purchasing cooperative captures that power, you'll find natural benefits. And yes, I'm your guest, host, Ron DeSantis. Broadcasting live via Talk Radio. We're nation-sing audience today, and we'd like our listening audience to join us by calling 646-668-2948. Once again, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. And please remember to press 1 on your phone call pad after dialing the call-in number. The phone that I want to bring on the airline. It has a very, very spirited discussion about what's going on in the area of renewable energy and the energy. Once again, our show is Stolen Now and the Future. The economic impact on planning this show, we had an opportunity to speak with this is Maggie Glenron, who is the Director of Strategic Development for Lion Bike, goes to Washington, D.C. And this was a Congressional Caucus weekend. Now, Lion Bike is a, as it says, is a bike system. It has been officially launched in Washington, D.C., making it the ninth city that we have reached out to get representatives of Lion Bike to be on the show today. And we get the, I call them alibis, not even excuses. Because you were on travel has nothing to do with doing a 30-minute interview by phone. Will you call the call-in number and press 1 on your phone pad to talk about what you're doing? It's very, very ironic to me that with the millennials today, that I almost think sometimes, because I have children myself, and I am a baby, that most of us think that we are a little sent me a detailed email indicating that I could talk to someone else or the person to talk to. But it was very, very interesting. But a very, very close friend of mine, Mr. B.C. Castro, gave me your card in the first place. And I made a call to him concerning this matter because our entertainer, one of our congresspeople, as a celebrity piece to do what you do as it's putting a black face on. But as you march here in Washington, there's absolutely no reason whatsoever that you could have not joined us. Airways of Solar Now and the Future with the Zach Ryan cost just $1 or 50 cents or still per 30-minute time block. Line Bike is the first document bike share to offer a cash program which allows riders to unlock their rides in their and in their preferred method of payment. How 29 areas using iOS and Android smartphone apps. When the ride is finished, the rider simply locks the bike back, will and responsibly park between a pedestrian designated sidewalk and street curb. How do I pay frequent asked questions? This document network makes it easy for these residents and visitors to tour the whole city on two wheels. Okay? This is the information that we are bringing past representatives from Line Bike on this airway to Solar Now in the Future last week. And there seemed to be some mishap. But nevertheless, as we move on with today's broadcast here on Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America, I think that it's very, very important to understand how the solar technology in this email from this is Glenron, I apologize. This is Glenron concerning that. And Maggie, I wanted to make it very, very plain to try to be fair on this. That's why we always provide people with an opportunity to get back to us. But we don't chase people down, nor do we run people down to be a part of our platform. Now, you've indicated that there was a Jason Wild person who is supposed to be involved in engaging and in launching this new program for Line Bike here in the nation's capital. But I assure you that nobody's going to run for Jason Wilding down for an interview. And I'm basically I'm going to begin to deal with individuals in the marketplace that are targeting the African-American millennial consumer. Because our young people will be riding these bikes, okay, without question. You have no problem with accepting $9 or dollars for dollars for color. This is not a program that called Line Bike. Now, I did understand very, very clearly when I did have a chance to speak with Mrs. Glenron that the they have Chinese investors behind this particular program. And it's very, very ironic is how just like our young business entrepreneurs, get American business entrepreneurs, we didn't get the memo on the deep revolution, nor the solar or renewable energy industry. It seems to be when you reach out to organizations such as the Solar Industry Association, CEO, Solar Foundation, which has received billions and millions of dollars in Sunshine Energy Program, which was launched by President Barack Hussein Obama, the 44th President of the United States of America, and his initiative to bring kilowatt, the goal was 10 cents. They have exceeded that and they have reached that goal in 2017. Now, we're going to move right ahead and look at some other topics for discussion that we were very excited to be able to talk about on Solar Now and the Future with this economic impact on Black America. And as we look at our next topic of discussion, we'll be talking about the Summer and Green Homes Tour, October the 7th through the 8th, which is this week, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Welcome to the 27th Annual Metro Washington, D.C. and Green Homes, part of the American Solar Energy Society National Solar Tour. The tour has over 40 solar green homes on hand, to which will be people will be able to view that these homes this coming weekend from 11 to 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. on both Saturday and Sunday, October 7th and 8th, and individuals can log on to www.solartour.org for updates concerning this issue. Also, grants and incentives are another incentive for the DMV market area, because panels are PV systems and hot water PV systems. Congress has extended the federal tax credit, also known as the Investment Tax Credit, ITC, through 2021. The credit is 30% through 2019, 26% in 2020, and 22% in 2021. The ITC applies to both residential and commercial systems to allow homeowners to claim the tax credit as a construction, as soon as construction begins, as long as the system is placed into service after January 1, 2006, on or before December 31st, 2021. For solar, hot water heating, and half of the energy used to heat water from solar. The home that is served by the system does not need to be a taxpayer principal resident. So this also means that this can apply to rental property that you may own, or it might be applicable to a person who has another property that may be out of state that you may want to utilize this tax credit to replace the hot water system, the heating system. Now, Maryland is increasing the amount of renewable energy as one of Maryland's key policies. So, the Maryland Energy Administration is tasked with achieving the state's renewable energy portfolio standard. Oh, for some strange reason, we have talked about renewable portfolio standards numerous times. But once again, currently the RPS requires that 20% of the energy sold in Maryland come from renewable sources by 2022. Come from qualified renewable energy resources, with 2% coming from qualified solar sources. So you have biomass, you have hydrogenetics, you have wind turbines, and you have solar, which are all a part of renewable sources. So as you have heard here on the airwaves, solar now and the future with its economic impact, that's seen for Maryland. Residential clean energy programs also available, up to $500 towards the installation of a solar hot water heater system, up to $1,000 for a PV panel, and up to $3,000 for a geothermal system. Installed capacity limits 20 kilowatts for PV, 10 to 100 square feet for solar hot water, 1 to 10 tons geothermal. The state has similar grant program for commercial buildings and businesses with large systems. To apply online, visit www.egov.maryland.gov/MEA/clean energy/. Once again, that web address is egov.maryland.gov/MEA/clean energy/. Solar renewable energy certificates are also available in the state of Maryland. CERT program grants solar homes one of the CERTs for each megawatt hour of clean energy their solar panel produce. The credits can be sold on the CERT market. That there's an oversupply, which are trading, get this, only at $6 for megawatt hour, down from $150 per search value. That is one of the reasons why we have tried to encourage people on the airwaves of this show to look into the different programs which are available in your DMV market area. Now, here in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., the City Council passed their RPS regulations when it requires Petco portion of its energy from renewable energy. Rather than building its own solar projects, Petco buys CERTs on the open market. People who install solar in the district can sell their CERTs into the marketplace. Now, this is very, very, very important. Very, very important. DC residents can sell CERTs, self-generate, for up to $500 per megawatt hour. What that means to you, one CERT is equivalent to 1,000 kilowatts. If you install a 6K kilowatt system, which generates megawatts per year, you can earn up as much as $3,000 annually by selling your solar installer kit. Set you up with the DC Public Service Commission to set up your search account. Now, that is why we had Chairman Betty and Kane from the Public Service Commission on our show, which we addressed this issue. Property tax exemption, thanks to the solar energy system and the congenial cogeneration system, personal property tax credits, you can also avoid paying any additional property taxes on the value of after adding your house or installing a solar system. You can visit energy.gov/savings/solar-energy-system, but I will attempt to give you that web address again. That's energy.gov/savings/solar-energy-system-and-energy-system-and-cogeneration-system-personal-property-tax. But I am reading from the article done by Mr. Chip Ribbon, who produced this particular article on information. Low-income solar, residential solar. The Solar Advantage Plus program is truly incredible and a unique incentive for eligible low-income residents. $1,000 to cover the full cost of adding a 3 to 4 kilowatt solar system. Not only will participants own the system and the energy it produces, but they will be able to cash in on the search discussed above. For more information, you can visit the website at doee.dc.gov/solar, okay? gov/solar. Virginia is not as generous with the solar incentive. However, there are a few counties like Fairfax that offer property tax exemptions for solar equipment and for tax-free holidays for energy efficiency appliances. Now, that gives you a good taste of what happens when you start whistling Dixie as it relates to your nation. And let me repeat myself. When I use the term whistling Dixie, I'm talking about southern states where you have 19 southern states where about 45 to 60% of the African American population is based. Based on the 2000 census, and being that we are in 2017, we're 7 years into the last census data count because they only do it every 10 years. That there are a ton of incentives and programs out here for individuals who might be interested in installing a PV system on one's home. Now, as we were talking a little earlier, we were talking about photovoltaics. All they are solar panels that produce electricity from the sun rays. Once again, they're solar panels that produce electricity from the sun rays. Now, as we began to look at the PV system, solar panels produce electricity from sun rays. uses more electricity than you use, your meter will spin backwards, and your utility will credit your account for that much energy on your next bill. This is called net metering, and it allows you to contact your solar PV system with the electric grid, making it a two-way street. So this is very, very important because without renewable portfolio standards and net metering legislation being the largest population base of African Americans in, our communities are not able to take advantage of these economic windfalls. And those states that do have this legislation in place, such as the District of Columbia, their city council has created one of the top solar markets in America. In doing so, a lack of facilities available for PEPCO to purchase these renewable solar credits. Without having enough facility, there is a renewable development fund, which the city council put in place, which was put in place to assist 100,000 D.C. residents to go to help reduce their utility bill by 50% by year 2023. And as I've indicated before, I've had the opportunity of having Chairman Betty Ann Cain on this show, and we discussed that. Now, we're 30 minutes into our show, and we have not paid any bills. So we're going to take a pause after we pay a few bills here on the airways of Solar Now and the Future for this economic impact on Black America. Because this show is brought to you by the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative. This cooperative serves as a blueprint for self-reliance and economic self-reliance for solar and renewable energy companies, along with increasing market share for African-American-owned solar installation companies. Now, there are only 9 African-American solar companies doing business in the continental U.S., and those that are in the business are doing very, very well. But this cooperative was set up as an umbrella that they could join so we could advocate for more market share for these companies in an industry that, according to the Solar and Renewable Energy Industry Association, SEIA, in 2016, generated over $200 billion for the U.S. economy and $1.4 trillion internationally. Now, it also served to address the high economic effects of energy at our historically Black colleges and universities. We also serve to utilize Black American owned farmland, HBCU campuses, to develop capacity for solar installation to help men and women. This show is also brought to you by the Black Sports Legends Foundation and the Black Sports Legends Foundation HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative, which you can log on to our website at www.hbcu.org. PositiveChangePC.com. That's www.PositiveChangePC.com, and you'll be able to click on our GoFundMe page, and you'll find some more detailed information why we urgently need to get this show syndicated on the 38 NPR, which stands for National Public Radio Station, which are broadcast every day from our historically black colleges and university campuses. Unfortunately, we only have one HBCU radio station that has a commercial license in the U.S. That is Howard University WHUR Radio. As we talk about NPR stations, you're talking about stations that are non-commercial. So they do take underwriters, but we are determined to beat this drum until we're able to raise the necessary capital to cover the syndication costs to broadcast this show on our HBCU radio stations, because this is an industry, the renewable energy industry is the wave of the future, and our community has been completely left out. When it becomes the engagement of those solar companies that are major players in the marketplace, they could care less about disseminating information about programs that provide windfalls in the marketplace, which was generated under Barack Obama's administration. Because it's very, very clear, under 35's administration, and that's how we refer to the present setting president, 35, with all of this drama and absolutely insanity that's going on as relates to looking at the conditions that are affecting our community that have always been affected more drastically by climate change. I have reached out for Reverend Rod with the hip hop community, and it amazes me how our people show up at the Black Caucus CBC Brain Trust every year. They get invited, they got a workshop, but when you try to get them on another platform outside of that platform, you may not hear from our brothers and sisters in this energy industry. Now, I made this very, very plain to Brother Tracy Woods, who is with the American Association of Blacks in Energy. And it's no reflection on that organization, but it's very, very clear to me, when it comes to economics in America, as the former U.S. Attorney Elder Holder said, issue of race in America, we are a nation of cowards. And he was not just referring to white folks, because we got a lot of black folks who work at these government agencies every day, who I have called the Office of Diversity at the Department of Energy. I've talked to Mr. Ferguson there concerning that. I've talked with Mrs. Atkinson, who heads that department. And very ironically, I was at the Energy Brain Trust, which was put on by the Honorable Sheila Jackson Lee from Houston, Texas. And Mrs. Atkinson was a presenter at this particular conference. Now, I sent her several invites to the Airways of Solar Now and the Future to come on to talk about the possible effects of the proposed budget cuts for the Department of Energy. She informed me that there was no gag order on the Department of Energy and Environment, which is totally what I had been informed by some very reliable sources earlier concerning their being able to come on this platform, which I know is the only one of its kind to talk about these issues. When I approached her, she said, no, I don't know who you've been talking to, but we don't have a gag order. I said to her, please give me some type of indication of what type of impact will the proposed budget cuts that have been sent to Congress to be voted on, because the Department of EPA has targeted $983 million in cuts. She told me she couldn't discuss that issue. Well, if you can't discuss it, then you got a gag order. You can't have it both ways. Either you have a gag order on you or you don't. But that's not the issue. The issue is just making it plain. Be very, very honest with folks, because my tax dollars also help pay salaries at the federal government. And I get a little tired every time I look up, Uncle Sam is in my pocket. And when I call a government agency, we can't even get basic information about programs that have a direct impact on whether folks who look like me who want to participate in this industry can even get the information disseminated. She told me, oh, we've rescheduled our conference which was scheduled on September the 6th. I'm quite sure you did, because President Hurricane Harvey was bearing down on Houston, and you weren't able to have the summit that you were supposed to be hosting in Houston. But I'm right here in Washington, D.C., and I've called DOE numerous times, including their press office, that's trying to get someone from that agency. And I think it's absolutely appalling that this agency that sits in Southwest Washington, D.C., nobody who looks like me and you, who is working in the offices of diversity and so-called inclusion, can talk about what is going on. Because on January 17, 2017, 3 days before 45 took office, the last thing that the former head under Muskie, who was head of the Department of Energy under Barack Obama's administration, signed a memorandum of understanding with a group called the HBCU Coalition. And the U.S. Virgin Islands was one of those schools. And I do understand 45 can get to Puerto Rico, but he can't find his way to the U.S. Virgin Islands. And the one of only two solar farms built on a historically black college campus, which is the University of Virgin Islands and the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, which were also signers onto this memorandum of understanding. Nobody could tell me where that is, what has happened to it, or whether it will move or go anywhere. So we intend to start a fire, because if you smoke, there is fire. And right now, on the airways, the solar now, and the future, let me get some water. Let me put the fire out. Let me put the fire out, because we're on fire up in here today. Because we know that some very, very famous people once said, if you sit in silence when you see atrocities being done to those who can afford it the least, then you're just as guilty as the person perpetrating the crime. And this is where I go with this, because every time I try to get a person who looks like, does not look like me, I'm referred from one of these organizations. I'm referred by that person to a person who does look like me, and I'm supposed to chase them down. When I did not go to a person of African American descent in the first place for the interview part of it. The second part of it, this platform was developed to get folks from the African American community working in the energy industry, and specifically the renewable sector, to come on this show to share with the listening audience some of these initiatives that they have out here and programs that are out here. That becomes my responsibility, seriously. So as I continue to email and send out and make phone calls, folks, I hope they understand that I have no problem with coming on the airways of Solar Now and the future with its economic impact on Black America and outing those folks who need to come on the airways and talk about the different programs that are out here. Now, when we're talking about programs, we're going to take a slight pause for the cause because we've been experiencing some very, very bad technical difficulties doing this show. That is why we've been pushing, trying to reach our monetary goals through our campaign so we can go in a live radio studio. And we apologize for the bleeding that you may hear in the background, but we intend to put this information out by, as Brother Malcolm said, any means necessary. Now, we were giving a little information out on our sponsors that we omitted one of our sponsors. Well, communication. Scotty Communications specializing in corporate relations, writing, editing, web development, web editing, magazine production, online and traditional, newsletter production, online and traditional, speech writing, book writing, editing and publishing, and a speaker bureau management. You can contact ScottonCommunicationsNetwork.com, www.ScottonCommunicationsNetwork.com, and that contact person is Dr. Glenn Scott DeFay. Yes, Dr. Glenn Scott DeFay at ScottonCommunicationsNetwork.com, and that will enable us to move on to our next segment of our show, which we intend to bring you all the time. News that you can definitely use here on the airways of Solar Now and the future with its economic impact on Black America. Yes, yes, yes. This has been one of those days where if it doesn't go left, it don't go right. So we have continuously reached out to Blog Talk about their studio format and some of the challenges that we have every week trying to bring to you.
There's a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control.
what's singing. I got you. Sing it.
Welcome back to the airwaves of Solar Now and the Future. As we were saying, we have no problem with outing those individuals that we invite to the airwaves of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. No, we cannot make anybody do anything. We can't enforce anyone to come on our show. But it's very, very interesting to me how these companies continuously do business in the African American community. And we can't get anyone from these organizations to come on the airwaves to share information about these programs. And everybody doesn't have a computer, okay? And I understand that this show that I'm broadcasting over is online. But we very, very shortly will be adding an app for this program, Solar Now in the Future, with its economic impact on Black America. And this is another one of our goals, to be able to provide an app for this particular show, Solar Now in the Future, with its economic impact on Black America. So we urgently need you to go to our website at www.positivechangepc.com. Please click on our GoFundMe page and make a contribution. Because if this information is news that you can use, then I guess, as people say, freedom ain't free, information ain't free either. So we have to try to come up with the necessary resources to pay to get this information out to communities of color. And everybody's talking about community engagement, engaging communities of color. And I must admit, when I began to look at the majority of all the thousands of advocacy organizations that are in the solar and renewable energy industry, the only thing I know is they reach out to Black folks with emails for you to donate some money to them. Not that we don't need the donations ourselves, but it's amazing to me, the environmental beast. And I'm going to go on and on and on, because we're going to start preparing our shows to put this information out. But right now, we want to flip the script, and we want people who are listening to our show to know that you can go to our website at www.positivechange.com. That's www.positivechangepc.com. Let me repeat that once again. That's www.positivechangepc.com. Please click on our news and events tab. There you will find numerous articles. We have almost a data bank of almost 200 articles. And one of these articles talks about a quiet death of longer life after 40 years for wholesale electricity competition. Under that article, you will find step-by-step how the Sunshine Identity Program influences the growing solar progress. Under that, you will find the article on Lyme goes to Washington, D.C. Under that particular article, you find an article, 2020, utility-scale goal achieved. This particular article was put out by the Department of Energy and Environment. Under that, you find funding opportunity announcements for advanced power electronic design for solar applications. Solar insiders expect IPC harmful findings pending Paris decision to trump record number of cities to take part in the 7th annual National Electric EV Week, which we talked about that on our show last week. And if you can hear, there are numerous articles with very informative information
that could save you a lot of money if you would simply take advantage. This is the thing that we try to bring through this platform to tell you now and the future with its economic impact on Black America on a weekly basis. So we understand the importance of trying to get this information out to you, and we intend to do that on a weekly basis. And we will push on, and we will push forward, because we understand that there are very, very important things going on. Now, last but not least, the American Association of Blacks in Energy, AIDS Policy Summit, that's test building. This is a summit that will be held on October 16th and the 17th. I will have more detailed information on that summit, and I'm hoping that I'll have Mr. Tracy Woods, who is the operational manager, the American Association of Blacks in Energy, on our next week show, which will be October 11th. So you'll be able to join in on this platform, 7 hours and the future, with the economic impact on Black America. And as we are now closing the last few minutes of our show, we hope we have brought to you, as we say, news that you can definitely do. Because there are so many things happening. I did not even touch upon this.
Life is a song worth singing. I got you. Sing it. Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing. I got you. Sing it.